decide you want to run for Salem City Council at the tender age of 33?
There are multiple issues that have come up here in Salem recently that have caused me to want to run this time around. Number one, we have a very large tax burden on us right now that is consistently added on to with new projects, such as the new high school project, which admittedly the high school needed to be renovated. But the city has no plans of removing those taxes. So if you are a citizen of Salem, you now pay more taxes than the citizens of Alexandria right outside of D.C. And that's a major problem, especially if you want to attract new people and new businesses to this city when surrounding areas are far more tax-friendly.
When you say more taxes, you mean higher tax rates?
Yeah, exactly. There's three different categories of taxes, and you can find, I actually wrote an article on it on my website there that links out to the government's, the state's website that kind of goes over all of this as well. Three different categories, and in every single category, our taxes are considered higher than that of Alexandria and a lot of other areas in Northern Virginia. That's a problem because Roanoke County, Bedford County, all of these other different places and surrounding areas are considerably cheaper with their taxes, and so they're much more able to draw in families and businesses to their area.
When you say taxes, do you mean property tax or business tax or what?
Yeah, all of the above.
Okay, huh.
All of the above. So that is a consistent problem, and it's something that I think we need to work for in Salem is to attract new businesses to the area. I don't know if you remember, but back in 2018, we lost the GE manufacturing facility here, and that was 265 jobs. We also lost 50 jobs from Yokohama a couple of years before that as well. We could be doing so much better by providing tax incentives to especially startup businesses during their first 3 years in business, which are the toughest years to survive as a small business.
Right.
Now, those are things that are important to me, is drawing in those new businesses there, lowering taxes to help middle-class families and businesses in the area. And but the thing that really kicked it off as a catalyst here as well, we had a meeting back on December 9th of 2019, and we had quite a few people. There were over 30 citizens of Salem that came out to speak to the council about their fears about what was going on with these new bills coming out in regards to the Second Amendment. And the council decided not to let any of those people speak and said that they did not allow public comment. Now, that's really concerning to me, and it really made a lot of people upset that, you know, regardless of where you stand on that issue, you need to be able to speak to your city council about issues like this that are concerning to you. It doesn't need to be the Salem way anymore. We need to have a respect for the citizens that that they're supposed to be representing. And, you know, like I said, regardless of how you feel about the issue, and I'm very much a Second Amendment supporter, but, you know, even if it was an issue that I didn't care about, I would still want to hear the concerns of the citizens, and I would still take that very seriously. And I feel like we all felt like we weren't being listened to. And that was kind of the boiling point to make me want to get into the race, because I believe that we need to have public comments in city council meetings. We need to not only do that, but if you go and look on the website, there's no real clear way of requesting that items get put on an agenda for the city council.
Right.
So it almost feels like, as a citizen, you have a really hard time getting your grievances addressed, you know?
Right. So were you at that meeting in December?
I could not make it because of work reasons, but
okay.
I had friends that were there.
Yeah.
And I had I know the delegates, there's a delegate that was there, congressman that was there. So they all kind of felt like they weren't being heard that
right.
night.
Okay. So you're going to formally announce Saturday. And you said Jane Johnson is not running this year?
Jane Johnson is not running this year, but I do know that Martins and Jones
are
going to
run.
Running.
Okay,
they are
okay.
the incumbents in the race.
Yeah.
There are three seats open, and I will be formally announcing in front of the Salem Public Library
right.
At 10 a.m. on January 25th. That's this Saturday. And would really appreciate any support that I could get out there.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that support. I don't have the same amount of connections in the area, but I am the only one that will be nominated by a party. Now, what I was explaining to you before is Salem does allow party nominations, even though they don't show up on the ballot. For me, I do that for a couple of different reasons. Number one, I want to be fully transparent with everybody that's voting for me.
Sure.
If you vote for me, I want you to understand who and what you're voting for, you know, and my personal beliefs and all of that. So I'm going to fight to lower taxes. I'm going to fight to protect people's rights. I'm going to fight to give people a voice on the city council where I feel like they haven't had that voice before, because as I was explaining at that December 9th meeting, we weren't allowed to speak there. I mean, there's a lot that needs to happen here in Salem, and I'm very passionate about that. And I want people to know what they're voting for.